All right. I've lost track of the numbers.
I don't even know anymore. I'm
But,
shocked that we've gotten this far.
well, you know, there's still time.
Oh, I know.
I could get defeated, you know. I've reached out to so many people, you know. I just want to talk to people.
It'll hit.
I'm a fun talker, you know.
I think
I got
so.
fun things to say.
Got a good banter going.
Yeah, and you know, not only that, but like, I guarantee you, I've done crazier shit than just about anybody else. I mean, I've missed out on a lot of the fun hardcore drugs, I will say that. But
Oh, I'm sorry.
yeah, well, you know, I'm not really that sorry.
No, I'm not.
You know, I've had a successful, you know, life thus
And we've
far.
had fun.
We've had fun, and I remember all of it, which is
That's true.
fantastic.
That is true.
So, not that there's anything wrong with the occasional, you know, recreational drug, but you know,
That's for a different
that's
day.
for a different podcast and a different conversation. But before we get into the topic of today's podcast, we wanted to kind of touch on our page that we have, our
What's
OnlyFans
going
page,
on
what's going
and
on, our pricing, and just our brand and our image, and you know.
everything's kind of been going through almost like a metamorphosis here
A
recently,
transition. We are, you know, this is a full-time job for us. So this has to be something that becomes sustainable. It has been sustainable. It needs to remain sustainable. With us throwing ourselves out into the public eye more, you know, we want to make sure that we have more control over our image.
Right.
There's also been some changes as far as like advertising and how we get paid on stuff. Pornhub used to pay us. Not a lot,
Not a
but
lot,
you
but
know,
you know, there's
something.
something. I mean, Pornhub's so popular that it's like it kind of adds up.
Yeah, so I mean we had a bunch of videos and stuff on there. We basically took all of that stuff down.
Yep,
You're
sorry guys.
really not gonna find anything too
Graphic.
graphic outside of the OF. In the most graphic stuff now, most of the videos other than the one that we have released
Every month.
every month.
Yeah, we usually put out a free one and, you know, just to keep people around.
Yeah, other than the free one that we release every month, most of the videos will be pay-per-view.
Right.
Pricing for those can range anywhere from $10 all the way up to $100, depending on the production quality and stuff. Keep in mind, we're real people, you know, we it's a real situation. It's the most real, raw.
Yeah, none of it is. I mean, yeah, it's not. I wouldn't say
It
it's
is set up.
staged, but like, yeah, it's set
It
up.
is set
Like,
up, but it is not staged. These are real people. These are real situations.
and we like generally. I mean, like, we do like a brief talk ahead of time, but like, we don't go through like line by line and be like, "Here are your lines. Memorize them. This is what to say." Nope, we don't
I
do
don't
any of
even
that.
ask them questions ahead of time. I say, hey, sign here, sign here. All right, we're gonna get down there. I'll ask you a few questions, and you get to fuck my wife.
Right. So like, you know, it's not like everything is like pre like determined. Like, yeah, we go over
But
like the rules and stuff ahead of time, but not.
we kind of feel like as we are growing as creators and the amount of money that we're putting into this, you know, we have a unique product and we do know that it is worth more than what
We
we have
have
been
been.
doing. Will we see a slump in earnings possibly from this? Maybe.
Maybe.
But
You know,
it is
it's.
what it is. We have to ultimately, you know, protect our brand and our product. So, we hope you guys understand, and
Right.
we hope you continue to support. And we will, you know, kind of talk about some of these videos throughout these podcast episodes.
Right.
And you'll really be able to hear, okay, what went into this to make it, you know, this, you know.
Like, you know, just all everything. It's not like it's.
And mind you, we're not making, you know, $100,000 a month here, guys.
No, I wish.
Yeah, I wish.
Shoot, that'd be nice.
That'd be amazing. We're paying our bills most months. So
Right.
but you know, it's if this is the kind of stuff that you like, if amateur, you know, content is really what gets you going, you know, we really do appreciate the support, you know, as opposed to going and, you know, paying somebody who's got, you know, a thousand bots working for them.
Right.
And they're milking you for everything you're worth. You know, when you message us on our page, you are genuinely talking to Stephanie or myself. And if it is me, I'll tell you it's me.
Right. Just because it's like, sometimes I'm like, I can't answer this right now. I'm in the middle of doing
something. Hey, this is Jason. You know, here's a quick. But usually it doesn't even come down to that. It's usually if I'm just sending over a pay-per-view or something. Right. So just, you know, understand the value. You know, her monthly subscription page is just $6. And we've done that just to – it's really just like an entrance
Right. It's fee.
It's like a – just make sure that you're here, you're real, you're ready to, you know, interact. And
like, you know, because I've noticed we've done different, like, ways of doing it. Like, in the past where we've had, like, really high subscription prices, and we've had medium ones, and then we've had, like, low or free, and we've noticed, you know, the differences in all the different, like, ways that we've done it, and we think this is...
And one of the great things, too, is in... I'm not going to speak for everybody else's page, but at least for us, if you do subscribe, we will stay followed to you. So any video that Stephanie releases in the future, as long as you don't block her, I mean, you'll typically end up getting it in your inbox, even if you're not paying that monthly fee.
Right.
There's obviously lots of bonuses you get for that extra monthly fee. But,
right.
You know, other than that, you know, check it out. Really give it a consideration. I guarantee you it's going to be better than anything else that you've seen studio-wise.
I mean, I think it is.
It's real. It's raw. I love close-ups.
Yeah, you do. You like filming those.
And it's just getting better. I also started my own little podcast for anybody interested. It's called How to Make a Porno.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about this earlier.
And so I recorded my first episode, and I'm going to release it here in a little bit. And I just kind of want to start a conversation about, you know, filming and, you know, how to make things. So whether you're an OnlyFans creator looking to kind of like step up their stuff, or maybe you're just a married couple and you want to see your wife look like a fucking porn star, I don't blame you. Been there, done that. I can show you how to make it better, essentially, and to make sure that everybody is comfortable, keep things private, and all that kind of fun stuff. So
yeah, check it out.
Just a little bit of a, you know, a Q&A type situation. Here's a question. Let's figure out how to answer it together.
I like that.
But let's get into today's topic.
Okay. What are we talking about today?
I want to set it up with one of the most powerful things that I think your dad gave you advice-wise. And this is going to sound creepy on the outside.
What?
I really don't think it is. I think it's amazing, amazing advice.
Okay.
But you had told me, you know, essentially we were engaged. We were in Tennessee, and I remember you were downstairs chatting with your dad about something. And I overheard the conversation, and I was like, is that what I thought it was?
Okay.
And then you told me afterwards.
Right.
And I was like, wow, that really is exactly what he said. But he essentially was like, look, it is so important for you to, like, make sure that sex is at the forefront of your relationship.
Right.
Like, do not let that
slip.
You know, there's...
Out of everything, you know, that is supposed to be... I mean, obviously, like, pay your bills, do all, you know, like, the responsible human stuff, but, like... That was, like, the number one advice he gave was to make sure that you stay intimate with your spouse.
And, I mean, good Lord, is that not the best advice ever? But
right.
Even having that advice, right, it's hard to take and to listen, right?
Right.
So today's...
Especially coming from your dad, but, like, before you're even married.
Today's topic is...
Awkward. You don't know how to keep sex
a priority,
right?
In your relationship,
spicy, but yeah, priority in a marriage.
I'm gonna guess that we're probably gonna make that title a little shorter.
Okay,
but that's the general idea. So it's so fucking important. It's hard to understand, especially coming from a conservative background, right?
Right.
So you come into marriage and you're expected to go from waiting, which we obviously did not do.
I'm sorry.
You waited 4 days.
Yeah. Hey. Go me.
Go me. but you're expected to wait, right?
Right.
And then you get married, and then
that very same night,
you're supposed to just go at it, and then understand that, hey, whatever your husband, your spouse needs is what I'm going to give them. You know what I mean?
Like, and that is your priority. And it's like, yes and no. Like, obviously, you know, make your spouse happy. But at the same time, like, don't forget about, like, your own special needs. Like, if that, in a way, like, your own, like, wants in intimacy.
So I think that we, during different times of our relationship, we found different ways to make sex a priority.
Right.
So when there was times that we were not necessarily able to be intimate with each other, be it because stress or jobs not working out or whatever.
Right.
I mean, we've always found some sort of way to be intimate. Well, yeah. But as far as, like, you know, a full release or something like that, we started making sure that we both masturbated before bed.
Right.
Like, we would just do it side by side. Sometimes you'd help me. Sometimes you wouldn't.
Right.
Sometimes we try to plan it to where we're both fucking blasting off at the same time.
Right.
But we made sure it was something that we did, and it became part of, like, I think a decision process thing too for us. We'd be like, okay, if we got something important to do, we should probably hurry up and make sure we get ours. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, clear head, clear mind.
Right.
It's something that we always do together. It's hard to be, like, mad at each other and then sit next to each other and try to masturbate. Like,
right.
Nothing feels worse than feeling like you're getting the gaze as I'm fucking spanking my meat, you know? Like, it's just weird.
Yeah, like, no, yeah, no. We hardly are ever mad at each other to begin with, but, like.
Right. I'm just, it's, I think probably one of the biggest points of argument too, right?
Yeah. For it's a lot, like, of couples. Oh, you know, someone, you know, catches their spouse jerking it while they were out shopping or grocery shopping or dealing with children or whatever. And you're like, what the heck? Like, I would have done that with you. Like, and so.
I think that's more of a you concern. I mean, I'm not sure that everybody is.
Maybe.
Is into that. I mean, I'm glad. Don't get me wrong. Like, I want to see every moment of your intimate parts as well. Okay. But I think for some people, like, especially working people and stuff, it's not a big deal necessarily if their spouse goes and rubs one out. Especially if they're, like, as sexually active as we are. Because, right. Like, if I had to leave you from, like, 8 hours a day.
You would die.
I'd have to be fucking rubbing one out in the work bathroom somewhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just not going to be a possibility.
We also probably wouldn't be having as much sex as we have been.
That's true. I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't want to think about a world like that.
No, that's terrible sounding.
But, so there's ways, though, right, to keep the intimacy alive and to keep sex at the forefront. And I also think it's really important that the guy's not always the one to initiate things, right?
Right.
So every now and then, reach over and, you know, grab his cock. One of the most exciting things, I think, that happened to us recently is we were sitting down watching a fucking, like, kids movie.
Yeah.
And you just, like, reached over under the blanket and started playing with my cock.
Yeah.
And I was like, we fucked, like, 5 times already that day.
Yeah.
And that just made me rock fucking hard.
Yeah.
And it made you just
super excited.
So excited. And we fucked, like, rabbits after that again for, like, the 6th time that day.
That was fun.
But it's just those little moments like that that, like, you know, that's all it takes, you know? We weren't, you know, okay, maybe it was inappropriate. We were watching it, you know, a movie. But, like,
lights were off.
Lights were off. We were on our own couch. You know what I mean? Nobody's.
Yeah. No one was paying attention. They were watching the movie.
Yeah, that's how you keep the spark alive. You know what I mean? That's that kind of stuff that's just, like.
And for us, like, not that we, like, show, like, PDA all the time, but, like, you know, we hold hands, we, you know, kiss each other, whatever. Like, we're not, like, hardcore French kiss making out, like, tongues out, like, blah, like, you know, like, but we make sure that it's not, like, something that we shy away from as far as that, like, you know, we, you know, it's not, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like,
they know we like each other.
Right. And like we show that affection throughout the day. It's not like we're like, oh, that's only a behind closed doors thing. It's
right,
like,
right.
That's what I think I was trying to say.
Yeah, it's a constant thing. We're not constantly like tongues down each other's throats, but we're constantly touching on each other
right
throughout the day, showing affection. And I don't think that's an issue. I think that's fine. But
yeah,
you know, there's different ways also for that we've started keeping, I guess, the energy alive. Yeah. Because with us doing different things, like we have to film, or if we're going to try to stream or something like that, then we have to think ahead of time of like, okay, how are we going to keep this energy up? Because if we fuck right now and I blow my load, then right. I'm done. Or if I don't fuck, like I'm really horny right now, but like if I don't fuck, then I could also lose out on like that little like wave. So we kind of got this little thing where I'll be like, all right, hey, let me just stick it in for just a minute.
Right. You're like, just don't have to go like crazy.
Just keep it warm it up.
You're docking.
Know? Yeah. Exactly. I'm docking. Isn't that like how the Mormons have sex?
I don't know.
Oh, what is that? Where they like, they stick it in and then they, as long as they don't move, right? So like they have like a friend bounce on the mattress next to them or something.
Oh yeah. I remember hearing about that. I don't know
what is that? Oh, let's look that up. Hold on one second. I need to figure out what that is. I don't think it's exclusively Mormon, but I think it is significantly like
used in
the BYU area. Which may be Mormon.
The Utah area?
Soaking. I think that's what it's called. I think it's called soaking. I haven't even looked it up yet, but I think it's called soaking. It came to me.
I think that might be right. I do remember hearing about that. But, yeah, no, like, you know, just kind of, you know.
Soaking is a sexed act that involves a person putting their penis in another person's vagina and staying completely still. So no, I do not.
You don't soak.
I do not soak. I would not mind a soak, you know, a nice little spa day for the cock. No, I do not soak. I am still actively moving in and out of that thing.
Not like vigorously.
No, but enough to watch your butthole move, you know.
Oh, okay.
It talks to me.
Oh boy.
That's how we get banned on some sort of podcast station. I don't even know if there's rules for this shit. It's freedom of speech, right? I should look into that. So, I don't really. I think that's basically the idea of the podcast today, right? Is enjoy it. Understand that your spouse needs it.
Right.
You know, don't withhold it.
Or doesn't need it. Like, you know, just.
It's a sex can be used as such a power tool, right? You can use it to withhold. You can withhold it to, you know, try to get something from somebody. You can give it as a reward. It doesn't. Well, first of all, I don't think it's an issue to give it as a reward. I think that's great. But it should also just be given in regular, you know, like.
Right. It shouldn't be like a penalty.
It should not be a penalty. It shouldn't be withheld. Because it's only going to make things worse.
Right.
Like, you're only going to get more bitter the longer you let that fucking cum rot your brain. You know? It's just...
Right.
It does not get better.
No.
And it's okay if your partner's not the one giving it to you, necessarily.
Okay.
But maybe be next to each other and involved and, you know... I just conscious of each other's, you know, physical needs.
Right. Like, you know, like you said, maybe they're next to each other, but like, you just spend that time, enjoy, like, whether you're helping or just watching or whatever, like, just be there with them. Like, enjoy their moment and then let them enjoy yours.
Exactly. Well, we hope you will listen to our next one. We've got a lot of, our stories coming out, so yeah. You can find it'll have a different kind of
vibe,
but also a different logo is what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On there, so you'd be able to differentiate the stories between our podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
But I think our next story, you know, one that I wanted to talk about on the stories was our photo shoot with that one female creator.
Oh Okay.
Because I think there's a lot to unpack there.
Okay.
So I think that's what we'll get into. And maybe she'll listen to it. Maybe she won't. I don't know. I have nothing bad to say about her. I want to throw that out there from the get-go. But I think looking back on it with, like, our anxiety and all that kind of stuff.
Right. And, like, she was, like, really, like...
so confident in herself.
Well, that and we were, like, new to the area. Oh,
but we'll get into it. But I think that is an awesome story to go into. And maybe somebody will gain some insight from it.
Catch you later.
Thanks, guys.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
they
that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, that's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then we do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And, I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. BathmateDirect.com/StephanieClassX.